Report, Mexico agreed to pay $1 million a month for Cuban slave doctors. By Christian K. Caruso on August 4, 2022. The Mexican newspaper El Financiero claimed on Wednesday to be privy to leaked documents showing leftist President Andrés Manuel López Obrador agreeing to pay communist Cuba more than $1 million a month for medical slave labor. The alleged details were revealed by Lourdes Mendoza, Mexican journalist for El Financiero, who claimed to be in possession of a copy of the agreement signed between the Mexican Social Security Institute, IMSS, and the Castro regime's Cuban medical services marketer, CSMC, the company that manages the regime's slave doctor trade. The communist Castro regime has used the nation's healthcare personnel as slave labor worldwide for decades as part of its foreign policy, estimated to be earning as much as $11 billion per year currently. As such, any nation that subscribes an agreement with Cuba's internationalist doctor brigades is effectively funding the communist regime via a practice that the Organization of American States, OAS, has denounced as human trafficking. Doctors that manage to successfully defect from the slave labor program are banned from entering Cuba and from seeing their families for 8 years, while those that get caught attempting to defect are thrown in prison for the same amount of time. Defectors have denounced that the Castro regime manipulates patient data, treatments, and statistics to make the program seem more productive than it really is. The alleged conditions of the agreement signed between Mexico and Cuba reportedly state that the Castro regime will send 610 slave doctors to Mexico and, in exchange, the Mexican government will pay the Castro regime €1,177,300, about $1.2 million, per month during a 12-month period, at a fixed exchange rate of 20.70 Mexican pesos per euro. El Financiero also claimed that the Mexican government had to issue a down payment of 50% of the first month's amount to secure the arrival of the first group of slave doctors in July 2022. With 610 slave doctors at €1,177,300 per month, the Castro regime will be receiving about €1,930, $1,974, per each slave doctor for a total of €14,127,600. $14.45 million, over the course of a year that the communist regime will pocket nearly in its entirety. While there is no official data on how much will the Cuban regime pay each slave doctor, widespread evidence, including leaked documents and eyewitness accounts, suggests that the regime does not pay its health workers the vast majority of the money, rendering them effectively slaves. Cuban slave doctors in Venezuela, for example, were being paid only $4 per month in 2020. El Financiero estimates that their counterparts in Mexico will be paid only $100 per month. López Obrador has claimed that each Cuban slave doctor will earn the same amount a Mexican doctor earns. They, the slave doctors, are going to earn the same as Mexican doctors and they are going to have the protection that Mexicans have, that we Mexicans have, we all have to protect them. Whether they are Mexicans or foreigners, López Obrador said on a July 2022 conference streamed via YouTube. For reference, the Mexican National Institute of Statistics and Geography state that by October 2021 the average wage of a Mexican doctor was 17,422 and 26,695 Mexican pesos, $855, $1,310, depending on the specialty and level of education. In May 2022, López Obrador justified hiring Cuban slave doctors citing a deficit in healthcare professionals in Mexico. This is not the first time Mexican President López Obrador has paid the Castro regime for slave doctor labor. In 2020, during the height of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Mexico paid 255 million Mexican pesos, roughly $12.5 million at recent exchange rates, for the services of 585 Cuban slave doctors. In June, López Obrador, a defender of the Castro regime, went on an unhinged tirade against the Cuban Americans and Cuban exiles living in the United States during his boycott of the 2022 Summit of the Americas, going as far as to portray President Joe Biden as a hostage to Cuban American voters while dismissing the gross human rights violations that Cuba's communist regime inflicts upon its population. They say human rights are violated in Cuba. Human rights are violated in Guatemala, Human rights are violated and I don't know where. So what? López Obrador asked. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.